devil don't have a new trick. There's no new trick from the devil. There's no new trick from the devil. It's always the same. If you pay attention to your thoughts, for a while, you'll see that the battle's in the mind. The battle is in your mind. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The spiritual warfare is in your mind. First, you got to get a new heart by getting saved, receive Jesus, believe on Jesus. Ask God to give you a new heart. Lord, give me a new heart. And then, Lord, give me a new mind. And you start to renew your mind and you start to think like Jesus. Why? Christ in you. The only way you're going to win is die. Die daily. The only way that you're going to win is to die, and to die daily in every situation. And the best thing to do is have very few contracts down here. Very few agreements. Somebody sent me an email. We want to contract your channel. That's like the second email. We want to sign your channel up in a contract. What? My channel's not for sale. My channel's not for sale. I'm not gonna. Why would I sign a contract with somebody who's of the world and have to zip my lip on what I say? See, that's what's wrong with the church, is they sign a contract with the government and the government tells them what to say. My channel's not about signing a contract and you tell me what to do and what not to do and what to say and what not to say. How many times I only upload because the Holy Spirit leads me. If God reveals something to me, I pass it on. We wanna buy your channel and put you under a contract. That's stupid. If I sell you my channel, I'm not gonna be a part of it anymore. I'll start another channel. I would actually sell my channel for $1 million and just start another channel. Freemasons. You know it's a Freemason trying to buy my channel. You know it is. They don't want the code to go out. They don't want the creation code to go out. I decoded the AND symbol the other day. So let me just talk about that while I'm driving home from another city. The AND symbol, I think it's called an amperand. Is it amperand? Is that what it is? Or something like that. If you look at it, it's got a tail on it. It's got a head and it's got a body. And the word AND, A-N-D, if you do the anagram, it's DNA. Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, the two shall become one flesh. And so the AND symbol is the DNA of the head and the body. The man's the head of the home, the woman's the body. She follows after the tail. That's why the vulgar, they talk about finding some tail, because the woman follows after. But the vulgar is not even, the vulgar is just stupid. The vulgar is just pointing to a spiritual truth that the woman follows after. And then you take it a little bit deeper, even deeper to a, from a human perspective to a spiritual perspective, the body of Christ follows after. Jesus, the firstborn among many brethren, he made a way. He's the head. He's the lead. You follow after him. You walk the way. Jesus showed you how to walk the way. So you just walk the way. You follow after. So the deepest spiritual truth behind the and symbol is you're following after Christ. There's a head and there's a body and there's a tail. Just look at the symbol. And actually, it kind of looks like a pregnancy. The body part looks like it's pregnant, right? And so pregnant is just making a copy. So you got the tail part, which means to follow after in series after Christ. You got the pregnancy part, which is a copy machine. You're in a copy until Christ be formed in you, the mind of Christ. Then you got the head on the hand symbol, the lead. There's always a head and there's always a follower, right? The leader and a follower. If I was to sign the contract, I would take away my lead. If I was to sign a contract to sell my channel and let them tell me what to say and do, now what would happen? I wouldn't be the head, I would be the tail. See how they want to flip it upside down? But as long as I control my own channel, I'm the head and not the tail. I can speak as the flow, as God flows through me, I speak it out. EX, the letters EX, I out speak, outflow, flows through me, out. The truth flows through you outward as a vessel. You're speaking the truth. You're speaking the gospel. So it's better to go ahead and speak the gospel now while you got a chance, because the angels are going to, during the last part of tribulation, the angels are going to preach in the gospel. So why not be a vessel? Why not be a useful vessel while you have the opportunity? Go ahead and speak the gospel out. Jesus saves. Jesus alone saves. Speak the gospel. Speak the truth. Because when you got your new body and you're seated in the heavenlies and you get your rewards, even though you cast your crowns back to the foot of Jesus, but you will have rewards, you know. There's going to be rewards. So the and symbol shows the copy machine that we're in. It shows the tail, the series following after is the walk the way. It shows the head and the body, which is a fractal. And if you look at the fractal, just type in fractal and you'll see that it has a head and a body. A lot of times if a man's not leading, the woman gets frustrated, she gets mad, she wants to lead, she wants to be led, to be honest with you. A woman wants to be led. I wish I'd have known that 20, 30 years ago. A woman wants to be led. She don't know it. But if she deep down looks at herself, she'll realize that's what's happening. She wants to be led. And when she tries to take the lead and the Jezebel spirit kicks in, it causes all kinds of confusion and chaos, you know. Women like to follow. Blows your mind. I don't know why, but they do. Any creature would want to follow, but women like to follow. Help meet suitable. It's her service. I guess it makes her. It's her. It's built into her. Her service. Serve one another. Greatest among you is a servant. So maybe that's part of it. Blows your mind how God has put different code in different creatures. You know, all your dogs, they all bark. All your birds, they all tweet. All your crocodiles act the same. It's like totally blows your mind. Every creature has its own attributes and ways about them. You know it's a program because of that. If you start to see a dog start to meow, you know something's glitching in the program. Think about it. The only creatures that turned away from God's patterns, types and shadows and patterns, are the fallen angels and the humans. God made a man to be a man and a woman to be a woman, and a child to be a child. A lot of times when a parent lets the child start running the house, you got a problem. You got a huge problem. When the, just like on a job, when the Indians start running the business, you got a problem. You got a captain of a ship. When the Indians start to run the ship, that's the Jezebel spirit. Now, if you get a leader who's a narcissist or a psychopath or something, God is going to usurp that person because, you know, like the North Korea guy, he's probably dead. He's probably dead, or he's close to being dead, and he needed to go because he wasn't doing his people right. He wasn't treating the people right. If the captain of a ship, it doesn't matter if it's a church, a home, a business, a nation, a state, if the captain of the ship doesn't put the people first, because you know, think about it. A lot of nowadays, you take these leaders and they want to be leaders because of money or prestige or image, but you ask them, have you read any books about servant leadership? And they say, what is that? Never heard that before. What? You don't know what a servant leader is? Why are you a leader? If you've never read any books about servant leadership, why are you in a leadership position? Greatest among you is a servant, washing feet. Why are you a leader if you don't know what servant leadership means? I picked these two people up one time about a year or two ago. And they were at this conference about leadership conference, and they were in the car, and they were talking about how much they learned. I said, "Have y'all?" I said, "It's good to have new leaders come on the scene." I said, "Have y'all read any books about servant leadership?" They said, "What? Servant leadership? Lead by example. Serve one another." They looked at me like I was speaking a foreign language or something. They looked at me like I was crazy when I said servant leadership, because nowadays people don't understand leadership's not about being above somebody and like a dictator. It's about serving. And when you get that mind, if you can shift your mind to that from the flesh way of thinking to the spirit mind, you've overcome a lot to be able to see that. If you can grasp that concept, you've come a long way. Servant leadership. Another one, two other things. If you learn that you're not somebody's savior, you're not their savior. Quit saving, trying to save people. Tell them to let God save them. And there was one more that was a big one. Servant leadership. Don't be somebody's savior. Oh, and don't get in a pride war with somebody. If you can overcome those three things, you've come a long way. A pride war. See, if you can get out of the pride war, the Jezebel has nothing on you, because Jezebel's nothing but pride. And they're going to get you in that pride war. If you can overcome those three things, you've come a long, long way. Forgot what I was even starting to talk about. But That's the end. The end for now.